Next individual, please.
Item 1137, request of Charles Bridge Crane Johnson to address council regarding hashtag blue wave or hashtag red tsunami, and congratulations, Governor.
Good morning.
Good morning, councilors. Thank you, voters of Oregon. As you may have noticed when Carla read that, it only says to address council regarding blue wave or red tsunami, and congratulations, Governor. And I was terrified that I might have to finish that sentence saying Governor-elect Newt Buehler. But the voters of Oregon have enough sense to prevent the $2 million man from becoming our governor. But we still have some issues to address. And for example, that means that there are people in the state that even as we went from the county voters overwhelmingly approving an issue to limit money in elections, and now city voters have reaffirmed that same necessary and brilliant democratic ideal that we need to limit money in elections, people are still throwing money into elections, fortunately, at losers. Hopefully, Mr. Knight will resume his course towards philanthropy and stop trying to buy the governor's mansion, although he could make it look beautiful for you if you ever get there, Ted. So the next interesting things, I think we'll talk about the time certainties that are coming up. The election's been well discussed. I think that it's considering how much since the time of a decent Republican, Abraham Lincoln, the fall in November has been a time of national thanksgiving. We should not necessarily make that the only time available to honor our native indigenous neighbors. And we don't just need to honor them. We need to apologize for a gross, genocidal, dishonest American history. So we're doing it in November probably because of some historical things that weren't really under their control. And I hope we will empower their voices so that they can tell us, you know, as we move towards listening to them on every issue that matters to them, including climate change, when local, tribal nations and peoples feel the best time not to tuck them in with Thanksgiving and all that. We also do a fairly good job of letting them lead and bring the message that we need to hear back on the holiday formerly known as Columbus Day. I think it's an important historical thing that it just turned out that as we approach 11/11, the 100th anniversary of the armistice in Europe, we have to know that America has had brave, heroic soldiers, but we have not always bravely and heroically used our military. So I see that Mr. Walsh is here, and I want to thank all the vets that encourage us to really put the values of equality and equity and serving those in most need first. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.